This is Borders-ish, a podcast about the boundaries in our lives. I'm Anna Allport. COVID-19 has changed the way we work. Women left the workforce at disproportionately high rates. Mom-and-pop stores closed left and right. Career paths were thrown off track by hiring freezes.
But along with these experiences of the pandemic, for some, the past year has also been a surprising opportunity. Noah Wolstein profiles some young people who, despite new boundaries imposed by the pandemic, are turning their dreams into reality.
Before the pandemic hit, Marty James was working as a cook at a bowling alley. He got fired when COVID closed everything down and, after a while, got a job doing takeout for a Thai restaurant. So naturally, the 23-year-old took the next logical step up the corporate ladder. He quit his job, got some business partners, dumped his life savings, and opened up his own restaurant.
Like a big dreamer. Like I always just had these like big ideas, like hoping like this will happen. I literally dumped my life savings into this, but it worked out, so it's all good.
Marty's always wanted to own his own business, something where he'd work hard and do hands-on tasks. Trying to pay his way through college, Marty got a job as a dishwasher and then mostly stuck around the food industry.
But throughout college, I was working in restaurants, different odd jobs, just changing a bunch. Probably worked in about 8 to 10 different restaurants.
The plan was to finish up school, grind out a few years at a corporate job, and slowly start buying up apartments. Marty thinks it would have taken him 10 years to own his own business if he had stuck with plan A. But when COVID happened and a restaurant in Fort Lee, New Jersey closed its doors, plans changed.
We decided to come to the landlord saying that we know during these times it's really hard to find a renter. Can you just give us a year? And he agreed to it because, you know, there's no other real potential customers out there.
Marty's about to get married, and he handled a broken fridge crisis with ease during our interview. It can be easy to forget how young he is, until Marty brings up the fact that he doesn't fully get how filing taxes works yet, or that sometimes he struggles in his role as a manager.
I'm supposed to be like in charge of the kitchen guys as well as overlooking the front staff. I do have a front staff manager, but you know, of course I'm in charge of her as well. And I think just like the hardest part is like, you know, like I'm all like the same age pretty much, or a lot of the guys are even older than me. You know, it's just like hard being like that person of power, especially when like a lot of times like I'm not even so sure of what the right answer is, you know, because like a lot of times it's like the first time I'm dealing with it too, so.
It's not every day that someone makes the jump from line cook to owner. And when Marty first brought up the idea, not even the people who are closest to him thought it was a good plan.
And my parents, I mean, they even admitted it now, like they completely doubted the decision. They're like, is that a good decision? Like you do realize like we're in the middle of a pandemic, you know, like hundreds of restaurants are closing. You're still not done with college.
But Marty didn't think like his parents did. To him, the pandemic wasn't just something that shut everything down. A time to play it safe and finish up his degree. It was also an opportunity for new things to open up.
I was like, you know what? Let's just jump on this opportunity. And I learned from like past economic disasters, like when it's like a huge, huge downturn, that's the time to invest. You know, like if you have money, like that's the time to get into things. Like it might not succeed that year. Like 2 years from then is like, stuff's going to come back. You know, like it's not going to be down forever.
So far, the gamble's paying off. Marty's opened its doors last summer, a burger joint in a small town right on the border between New York and New Jersey. It's a brick building with white tile walls decorated with retro Coca-Cola signs. Bolstered by the town's drive to keep small businesses afloat, the conscious decision to sell food that's good for takeout, and the willingness to trade out any menu item that just isn't selling, the restaurant is still up and running 9 months later, and Marty's just renewed the lease for 3 more years.
I mean, like, in a lot of the reviews, like, people say that, like, they commute from New York, they pass through here, like going back to New York, and they say like, oh, it's like totally worth crossing the bridge for and stuff. You know, like it's really great to hear.
With almost a year of success behind him, it seems like Marty's parents were wrong. And any of the doubt that Marty had about himself is starting to fade away too.
I was always just like fretting everything that I would have to learn before opening my own business, but I guess learning along the way is okay too. You don't have to know everything.
Marty's not alone in striking out onto a new career path. The New York Times recently published a popular article called The YOLO Economy, reporting that mid-career white-collar workers are leaving steady jobs because, well, as the name suggests, you only live once. But it's not only flush with savings, well-to-do adults leaving office jobs behind.
Depending on who you talk to, you only live once, and I hate that phrasing. But, you know, yeah, you're here for a limited time, so why not, you know, make something of it?
That's Jake Laurent, a 24-year-old who moved down to Marion, North Carolina after graduating from college last year. In this small town outside of Asheville, Jake now owns a broken-down theater from the 1950s.
I was looking around and stumbled upon this theater, and it was cheaper than a small condo, and it needs a lot of work, but it's two birds with one stone. I get to live in a place, and it's also a potential business.
Like Marty, Jake never wanted to work a 9-to-5 job, and he wanted to be his own boss. So for years, he worked odd jobs, like fixing up junker cars, trying to save whatever money he could.
I'm 24, and I've had, you know, 22 cars. Bought a junker, fixed it, sold it, moved on to the next project, same with dirt bikes.
Jake put all his savings into the mortgage for the theater. It's a big space, with an empty ticket office, a white marquee, and a huge sign that looks like it lit up neon colors in the theater's heyday. Vacant for years, Jake's been living in the theater and fixing it up since January 2020. Right now, the inside is filled with scaffolding, and he's still working on painting over the pink and purple color scheme that the previous owners left behind.
I'm maybe a third done. It's really just been hunkering down, trying to crank out work. My goal is to open up by, you know, spring, summertime of next year.
Jake graduated with a degree in mechanical engineering. He's fixed up all those junker cars, and he helped his dad restore an apartment as a kid. Still, 8,000 square feet is the size of a moderately sized mansion. It's a lot to take on alone. And honestly, his friends didn't think he could do it.
That was the thing. Like, everyone, all of my friends at school were saying, like, dude, you're crazy. What are you doing? But it's like, I didn't come from money, so like, it wasn't easy to pull it off. But I was able just to get enough to, you know, try at least. And I'm planning on it working out. But it's like, if I fail, that's okay. I'm 24. I can find another job and start over. It's not the end of the world.
During this pandemic, most people have been trying to hold on to what they have. Stay afloat, make it through. That's what makes Marty and Jake so striking. At a time when people are playing it safe, these two bet everything on their futures. They said goodbye to their life savings and took a leap of faith, just hoping that it'll pay off.
I feel like this is a big thing for our generation, is a lot of people like to feel comfortable, which makes sense, obviously, but I think it's important to push your boundaries and step outside of your comfort zone and, you know, take a chance.
With their eyes set toward enjoying the life they have, when the world opens back up, we might just be surprised by how many of the empty storefronts have been filled by a young and daring Gen Z.
Join us next time for a story about the philosophy of online dating.